Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome back to yet another edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Lindsay Perry with us once again. I'm Brad Brown. And Lindsay, great questioning off the Facebook group from Willoughby Brits. Willoughby was asking, how do you keep your head in the last 8 kilometers of a marathon? It's something that everyone struggles with. And a couple of comments on there saying that that's the longest 8Ks you'll ever run in your life. But it is a tough part of the marathon. How do you get through that?
Look, it's what makes marathon racing what it is. You know, it's very different going and jogging an 8 kilometer. But in my opinion, there is nothing harder physically and mentally than racing a 42.2 kilometer distance. It's short enough that you can throw the kitchen sink at it, but it's long enough that takes an immense amount of concentration. And regardless of who you are, you're going to be in a lot of pain in those last 8 kilometers. And it's a question of mind over matter. And in international races and races with great crowd support, we generally tend to hang tougher than if you're out in the middle of nowhere running a marathon. So really all you can do is to prepare yourself for that moment. Know that it's coming. Shore yourself up for it. Use a lot of self-talk. And in your training, you would use sessions, something like what we call a fast finish. So you may do a training run that's an hour to an hour and a half of easy running, and then 30 minutes run at your marathon, or a bit quicker than your marathon pace. And that session is all about keeping your body going under pressure. It's not exactly the same as running a race, no. But at least it gives you that feeling of the body tiredness that you're going to experience towards the end of the marathon. But on race day, it's about guts. It's about how badly you want it. It's about using the right self-talk. It's about focusing on holding your form together. Because you can get quite tense and bunch your shoulders and bunch your neck up, you know, with the effort of trying to keep that pace, even though you're feeling quite bad. But if you can actually force your shoulders to relax and keep your running relaxed, that's going to go a long way to helping you at least feel a bit better in those last 8 kilometers.
Awesome stuff, Willoughby. Best of luck. And yeah, as Lindsay says, very mental thing. And the more you hang out in those spaces, the easier it becomes. Not that it ever does become easy, but you do learn to manage it. So good luck with that too. Don't forget, you can be in touch. Just head over to coachperry.com and check out the online community, by the way. We've got a great annual option. It'll save you more than 25%. All you need to do is head over to askcoachperry.com/join. Until next time, from the two of us, cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes. Follow it on SoundCloud or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.